Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I'll go ahead and give you the injury updates for the day. So no practice will be Vaughn, Deion Dawkins, A.J. Epenesa, and then Roger Saffold will be on vet rest day as he's been the last several weeks here. And then due to illness, no practice. We've got a number of them again this week. Saran Neal, Jordan Poyer, Dane Jackson, Tyler Matakevich, Jaquan Johnson, Naheem Hines, Khalil, and Q Morris. And then we welcome back to practice Ike Butker, who's been through a long journey. And it's good to have him back, and certainly appreciate all that he's went through to get back. So with that, I'll turn it over to you.
Just are these just illnesses that are just, you know, like bugs, that type of thing, John, that are going through the team the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I mean, probably you guys, it's out there, right? I mean, it's, you know, families have it, and it's, these guys are human beings, so they pick it up sometimes too. Yeah, we're gonna get in what we can with the pads on today and get through individual and then one period of team and then just service separately. Yeah.
Any update on Grant?
Yeah, he'll be out there. Yep.
I just want to clarify. So Ike Butker's window will open today. Is that correct?
He's practicing. Okay. I don't get into all the specifics, to be honest with you, Sal.
I got you. Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. I didn't want to say yes and then be wrong. So,
John, you look at after you watched the film the other day, could that have been Ed Oliver's best game as a Buffalo Bill? I mean, I don't know what to compare. Maybe not thinking back 3 or 4 years, but given what he did, do you think that might have been as good a game as he's played here?
Yeah, probably his most complete game. Run and pass, which is obviously good to see, and he's worked hard. You know, he came off the injury early in the year there that he had. He was out multiple weeks, and he's worked hard to get himself back to where he is, and the work he's put in with Coach Washington and Marcus, and he's done a real good job.
Where do you think he's made his biggest progress? I mean, from year one, obviously, to now. What do you think I mean, Leslie said the other day, this is what we envisioned when we picked him, but what do you think he's done to take these steps, particularly this year?
Yeah, you know, I just think it's overall maturation for any player when you come into the league. You know, learning how the league works, learning how to get yourself right every week to play at your best, perform at your best, the preparation that you have to go through to get yourself to play well in this league every week. And I think the consistency of carrying through with that is important moving forward.
How have you seen the young defensive ends game grow, maybe the ripple effect of being around Von Miller?
Well, I mean, when you're around Von, you get exposed to a multitude of tools, if you will, to be able to affect a quarterback, play defensive line, the intricacies of different things as it relates to playing the position. So, you know, I would say that's probably on the field the biggest thing.
You played two games in the same site in 5 days, which has never been done before. Now you're going to play 3 road games in 12 days, never been done before also. What are some of the concerns, whether it be mental or physical, that you're trying to keep an eye out for when it comes to how you progress this week and how you get ready, and maybe not just with players but with the staff too?
Yeah, you know, we do what we got to do. That's the approach, and we find a way, and, you know, you want to get make sure you get enough rest and make sure you edit things out that don't really lead to the result we're trying to get, and stay in, kind of insulated in your process. So, you know, it's you find a way to get it done, and we've got a resilient group, and they have to do their part too in terms of getting the proper rest that they need.
Xavier Rhodes got signed to the active roster with Christian going on IR. What have you seen from him since he's joined the team? What have been your impressions of him?
Yeah, veteran player that's seen a lot of football, albeit in different systems. Now he's been with us a number of weeks, and he's been good to have around. He's very, just respectful in the role that he had and the role that he's been in. And I think he's helped some of the younger players as well, similar to Vaughn to the earlier question, and he's a true pro.
I think one fan had a good line yesterday that the reunion tour continues with John Brown now back in the mix. What does it mean to get him back, a guy that, like a lot like Shaq, who had a lot of success for you guys a few years ago?
Yeah, I mean, he really did some good things for us. It was at 2020, I believe, and he's been out, a number of months now. So, we'll just see how quickly he can kind of get himself back into shape and go from there.
What was that process like talking to him about what he's been doing, considering that he's been out all season?
Well, I mean, I think for a lot of these guys, the guys that want another shot, they're constantly working out, and that was evident that he had been working on his game, working on his body, and getting in shape and getting himself where he feels like he needed to be.
How about his experience? Just kind of what are some of the elements you see that, I mean, granted he's been out, but just some of his strengths that he brings to the table if he's healthy and ready to go?
Yeah. He would add to our team, and he certainly has some speed and experience in the system. He's played a lot of football in this league, so it's not going to be too big for him from that standpoint. So I think a little bit of what you're getting there.
Yeah, I might have missed it. Mitch Morse, is he going to practice?
He will practice, yeah.
Last Sunday, New England held the Jets to, I think, 6 first downs and 103 yards. Just what do you see from there, especially their defensive front?
Yeah, very good defense, much like Coach Belichick has groomed there for years. Very good defense. They're stout in stopping the run. They do a lot of things in the back end with their in the various and multiple ways they play man coverage, and they've got a really good secondary. Obviously, McCourty's back there, and he's been back there for a long time, and just a veteran leader and plays a lot of good football back there, whether it's run game, pass game, extremely smart. They've got a very good defense.
These corners about as aggressive as you've seen? They're two corners?
The way they play? They're good. They're really good. I had a chance to watch television the other night a little bit when we got home and watch how they defended Jefferson there, and I thought they did a fantastic job. They play well. They really do. They fly around. They've got a lot of different schematics that they use in the back end there, and I'm sure that's Coach Belichick's doing, and they do a great job.
Sean, I know divisional games are always important no matter where they land on the schedule, but I haven't played the Patriots yet. It's almost December. When you look at these two games, starting with this first one, is there a level of maybe added importance because it's so late in the season?
Well, I hope we have a healthy respect for every team we play, and it should be that way every week. Division games are always important. We really try and focus on, when we start with that healthy amount of respect, Josh, focus on our game, focus on improving, the things we need to improve on. And there were certainly a lot of them from the last game. So I think that's, we're going to go out and practice and try and improve those areas of our game right now.
Sean, you talk so much with Tre'Davious about balancing his competitive nature. He wants to be out there, but you guys doing everything that's safe for him. Mm-hmm. Is that any harder to do now that he's had a taste of an actual game of, if there's still a ramp-up process, just reminding him that? What's that process like from here?
It gets a little bit probably individually specific after a certain point, because now that he's been out there, I thought he did a good job the other day, and I know he wants to be out there even more, and we look forward to that as well. So I just think it's more and more continuing that process of getting him back to where it's just, you know, when you play and you're so used to playing every week, I think that's a mindset and a routine, and then getting back into that probably more than anything.
John, you expect them to play with even more of an edge after the historic beating that you gave them in the playoffs last year?
Yeah, I don't think last year, Jerry, you know, they beat us here at home, and then we beat them as well. So I think it's all of that is irrelevant to what happens, you know, this season. And, you know, we got to do our best to get ourselves ready against a good football team.
If you were Belichick, you wouldn't remind your team of that? You don't think they need a reminder, huh?
I'm not Coach Belichick. I'd like to have some of the wins that he's had.
Isaiah McKenzie needed a game like that last week?
I thought he did a real good job, and that was coming because of how he practiced the previous 2 weeks. And it's interesting to watch. Sometimes you put the work in, and you guys have all been we've all been through it. You put the work in, you don't see the results right away, but eventually you keep hammering away, it'll come. And I thought that was the case for Isaiah last week. I thought two really good weeks of practice, and then it really showed up for him on the field.
What kind of reminder is that for other guys when they see that, maybe that are struggling too, when they see Isaiah go out, you said, keep working at it, and then it does come?
Yeah, I mean, I think the season's like that, right, for all of us, whether you're a coach like myself or our coaching staff or the players in particular. I mean, you see what Tyler was able to do, reset early in the game. That was just one game, but through the course of a season, there's going to be some highs and lows. There's going to be a little bit of a roller coaster ride at a time, and you got to be able to handle that and keep pushing and do the things necessary to get yourself ready to go. And I think that's important for us this week as well.
Sean, Tremaine Edmonds practice today?
Yes. All right, thanks, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.